Cape Talk.
The BRICS Report, China.
And it feels like it's been a decade since you and I've spoken to Dr. Martin Davies, the managing director, at least marketing director. I promise no one has demoted you. managing director of Emerging Markets in Africa at Deloitte Frontier Advisory and our BRICS report looking at China this morning. Great having you back, Martin.
Thank you, Kino. Always good to be back.
Oh, indeed. Now, China's booming e-commerce retail sector. Tell me more.
Yeah, I mean, the rise of the Chinese consumer is really the mega trend of the decade. We see stocks like Alibaba, Tencent, absolutely flying, Kino. I'll tell you why. Figures came out this last week. Chinese online retail e-commerce sales up 32% this last year, up to a massive $1.1 trillion. This is incredible. Online sales now account for 15% of China's total retail consumption. That was in 2017, rising from 12% the previous year. Overall retail sales up 10%, still double-digit growth. And this China consumer story has a lot of runway to go. And I think the ultimate, I mean, resources are so, 19th, 20th century. Going forward, the thing is, how do we tap into China's sort of retail consumption boom? Naspers seems to be one which has figured this out in the early days. You know, what other companies are getting on board and really capturing the spend?
I mean, obviously, you know, if one looks at Tencent, they're a multinational investment holding conglomerate, right? And they've got many subsidiaries. I take it they've benefited from this boom.
They are enormously. I mean, China, it really is. I mean, there's a lot of naysayers around China's sort of economic figures and the like, but the spend is real. Consumer spending is real. People have the money. It's incredible, unprecedented wealth creation in their country for the last generation or so.
I've got to tell you, and I was working at MWeb years and years and years and years ago, where I might or might not still have had hair on my head. I remember MWeb moving into China. And a lot of people asking the question, why would anybody want to go and set up an ISP in China? Why would you want to start MWeb China? And that, I think, was almost the beginning of things, I would imagine, prior to the Tencent move even.
That was probably, 1999, 2000 or so, thereabouts.
Yeah.
And that was sort of when China really started to momentum started to build and the significant spend started to grow from there. That's when China got into gear, really, you know, to be then. And people saying, why China then? But now it's a no-brainer.
Of course it's a no-brainer. You and I are still trying to figure out how to make our millions there. So
we'll get there one day, Ken. Don't worry.
One of the 100 million ideas might work. Now, China's 7 million rural migrants return home to become entrepreneurs.
Good news story again. So China's, the growth of Chinese cities has been unprecedented on the back of urbanization and the like. In recent years, well, a recent study by the Chinese government found that 11% of China's in 2017, 7 million, any number in China is a big number, 7 million returning Chinese migrant workers, i.e. from the cities back to rural areas, 11% of those migrant workers became entrepreneurs, providing each entrepreneurial sort of role provided jobs for 4 people. And these rural startups, and this is a really good story because we know the failure of our rural economy, but how rural startups start to change the face of the economy of rural China. And also getting subsidies from the Chinese government as well for sort of literally small micro enterprises. Interesting story.
No, indeed. No, a quick one here because it's almost 8:30. China's building schools, but are the kids going to come? That's the big question.
Yeah, this is we're all a bit confused. And China has a very interesting problem. They may have too many schools, unlike ourselves. And what they've been doing since 2015, the Chinese government first liberalized the one-child policy, expecting a significant boom in the number of kids now that people can have more than one kid. But this hasn't really happened. So the projections are that they were thinking of converting middle schools and high schools to kindergartens. But the numbers don't stack up. It seems that, you know, let me read you some figures here, Kino, but the set of child births nationwide declined 17.3 million in 2017, down 680,000 from 2016. Child births have actually fallen despite the liberalization of the one-child policy. And this is throwing China's educational planning totally out because they expect more kids to come through the lower kindergarten schools rather than the mid schools and high schools. And it shows goes to show how China's policy is linked to sort of educational strategy and how they build schools, etc. But maybe they got the numbers wrong and no one can really quite explain this.
Well, maybe it's time for a three-child policy. You never know. Dr. Martin Davies, Managing Director of Emerging Markets in Africa at Deloitte Frontiers Advisory. Must have a good one, Martin. Great chatting as always.
Thank you, Keno. All the best.
Thanks.